Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
In the annals of human stupidity, this deserves a very special entry. Yeah, it's the top trending thing on X right now. Whose genius idea was it? At Cracker Barrel? To hire a, get this, San Francisco firm, for the rebranding of Cracker Barrel. You mean you paid them for this? Folks, and understandably, the firm's big rebranding contribution, their big improvement, was to remove the white male from the logo. Here, we fixed it. Cracker Barrel has just cut ties with the San Francisco consulting firm that was responsible for the rebranding that prompted a strong backlash nationwide. You think? Yet another sign they are listening to customer response. Yes, because we are part of the culture now. You hired a San Francisco firm to rebrand a restaurant chain popular in the American South, and you removed the white guy in the overalls. Wow, wish I could have been, from the logo, wish I could have been a fly on the wall for that genius move. But, you know, many other genius moves being made right now. Folks, watch what's going on right now, okay? Tragic slaughter in the UK of two Jewish adults. Not going to get into that in depth. You've probably seen it in the news. Just to say, we are seeing these on from Democrats and liberals on this side. We had a tragic slaughter of a beautiful Jewish couple in D.C. for simply being Jewish by a Democrat, by a liberal. So it's going on here, too. But the difference is, in the UK, you cannot criticize the assassin if he's brown. No, true. We saw a shocking thing this week. It's one of the most shocking things this week. And a popular autistic blogger had his home in the middle of the night raided in the UK for criticizing Hamas. His exact words were F Hamas. Well, in the UK, there's a law against inciting racial hatred, which means you cannot ever speak of all of the Islamists who are coming there illegally, conveniently, for the Socialist Party, that is, the Labour Party that is running Britain, so they can then flood the country with illegal immigrants who will vote for them. You know, it's the same gig going on here. Except there, they will raid your home in the middle of the night. These are censorship police, and if you watch these videos, there's so many of them coming out of the UK now, they have a national censorship police squad. It's done over 3,000 raids in just the last almost 3 months. They're young, and they're woke. They're all under 25. Many of them wear hijabs. They come to your house and they arrest you. Here's what this sounded like. And he's trying to explain to the cop, you know Hamas is a designated terror group, right, in the UK. And the kid, who doesn't know what the heck's up, this cop dressed as a kid, he doesn't even have any clue about like current affairs.
Basically, Section 19 refers to spreading what we say like racial hatred. So you've posted something online that we believe is spreading racial hatred.
Twitter, Facebook,
I can't explain too much. It's just to give you the context beforehand.
You put to your interview.
Because I appreciate you've never been arrested before, have you?
Yeah, once or twice.
Once or twice, apologies.
Frequent flyer.
Apologies, I didn't think you were. Basically, how it works now is then, obviously, if you've got stuff you'd like to gather, obviously, I'm more than willing to talk through what you're able to take with you.
What, you're taking me away now?
Yes, so you're under arrest, so you're going to Harrogate, unfortunately.
You're taking me to Harrogate in the middle of the night over a tweet?
I am, unfortunately.
Is this what you signed up the police to do?
This is my role. I'm trying to be reasonable with you here. So if there's stuff you'd like to gather, I'm more than willing to allow you to gather some sort of stuff.
F Hamas. Butchered 1,400 children, moms, dad, innocent civilians. But whatever, they're great guys. You know what the argument is here? He's white and Hamas is brown. So even if they're a registered terror group, no can criticize. So then these poor innocent Jews are naturally slaughtered in the UK because that's what happens now. The left does that. And guess who spills out into the streets? Celebrating. Celebrating. Liverpool crowds waving Palestinian flags, waving the logo of Hamas, celebrating in the streets of Liverpool, the murder of Jews. Signs cheering on the killer. Let me ask you a question. Censorship police arrest them? What do you think? Oh, they're brown. They can't be guilty of the incitement of racial hatred. See how this works? Those broke out all over the place, celebrating in the street the murder of Jews. But they're white, so they don't count. So anyway, the Jews, I mean. Nobody arrested them. Yet this week in Scotland, another part of the UK, a 75-year-old woman stood outside an abortion clinic, didn't speak, didn't protest, no negative sign. All she said on her sign was, if you want to talk, I'm here. If you want to, you know, basically just get in other words, appealing to, and I think so many women to go to get these abortions don't want to do it. They don't want to kill their child, but, you know, their partner is demanding it, or I'm going to leave you. Their own parents aren't supportive, which I can't imagine. I would plead for the life of my grandchild with everything I had. And they feel they have to. They feel there's no support network. That's why she's standing there. Just rips my heart out. She looks so kind. I'm here if you want to talk. That's what it'll take, that one person going, you can do this. That child is precious. They sent 4 speech cops to arrest her. She didn't even say anything. She didn't say anything. She was taking the Charlie Kirk route. I'm here if you want to discuss. For anything, any reason, not just, you know, hey, if you want to do something different. Just even, I'll just like anything you want to discuss about abortion. I'm here. I'm not even protest. I'm just here because she's not allowed to protest. It's illegal. But the Islamists in the street celebrating murder, that's okay. They don't get their own 4 cops, speech cops in the middle of the night. Pay attention to this, folks. This is your future under the left. They just don't have enough control to do it here yet. But it's not over. One person, I say this every day, one person standing away, you and them, and that is Donald J. Trump.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.